medical community proudly presents the JDE Connection, a Quest On Air podcast production.
This podcast explores and showcases how JDE customers are harnessing specific functionality and capabilities to drive business success.
Hello, JDE Connection listeners. Welcome back. I'm Chandra Wabshaw, one of your podcast hosts, and I'm the manager of business applications at Brightview Landscapes. With me this week and every week is my friend and podcast partner, Paul Houtkuber, Vice President of J.D. Edwards Product Development at Oracle. Hey, Paul, how's it going today?
It's going pretty good. I'm so glad we got through that. All right. Every once in a while, it's a struggle. I'm sure everybody out there thinks that we just nail it on the first go, but let's just say maybe someday we'll have a blooper reel and we'll put them in there and people can be as entertained as we are by ourselves.
By anyway, how tongue-tied I get sometimes.
Oh, all of us. All of us forgetting titles or, you know, talking about miniature versions of ourselves. Anyway,
miniature, it's all the
same. Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what's happening with J.D. Edwards today? Let's see here. I think I would just say, look, we're heads down, looking at Blueprint, trying to figure out everything that we need to do to prep for our sessions and prep for these new things called pit stops. Looking at the schedule, everybody's making their arrangements. And of course, you know, we're working on our messaging and our keynote talk track, all that other fun stuff. So good stuff there. Meanwhile, of course, continuing to build product. And, you know, I've got a roadmap review coming up this next week as we try to look to the future and, you know, figure out what we're doing for the next 12 to 18 months and make sure that that's still on point. And, you know, if we need to pivot at all, we'll, of course, do that. So good stuff all around. But the other thing that's going on, it's not necessarily in JDE land, but I think we had an exciting new podcast get launched this week, right?
We did. Under the Quest umbrella, the Quest On Air umbrella, they launched the PeopleSoft Connection. So super exciting for them to also have a podcast. They will be dropping monthly at this point. So trying to get adapted in to all the fun that goes in with the preparation and the execution. But yes, they did drop their trailer in episode 0 this week. So for those of our listeners out there that maybe cross over into PeopleSoft, go check out that podcast.
The PeopleSoft Connection. Mm. Awesome.
Very exciting news. Super excited to have another set of people in the podcast environment through Quest. So we can collaborate and we can bounce ideas off one another and we can maybe even do kind of a crossover episode at some point. That would be fun.
Right. It'd be a really good time to have Brooke and Steven together. Maybe they'll be at Blueprint and we can get together and do a combined session or at least catch up. So yeah, very excited for those two and the PeopleSoft community. So wish them all the success. So what are we covering today?
It's your favorite, Blueprint.
Oh, okay.
Well, I know you have lots of favorites actually, but yeah, since you mentioned it in your intro that you were heads down with the Blueprint planning, I figured we should actually talk about Blueprint and kind of do our usual Blueprint promotion episode where we kind of highlight a couple of the sessions that are out there, including Oracle-led sessions, our SIGs, as well as some of the customer sessions as well. So that's what we're doing today.
Awesome. So I guess looking at this here, we'll take everybody through kind of a day-by-day breakdown of what we see happening. Obviously, it takes a little bit of time for us to get the schedule worked out. There may be still some tweaks going on. So if we get something slightly off, we apologize ahead of time. We reserve the right to be
wrong.
So schedules may change. So don't take our word for it. Always check the app for the up-to-date schedule when you get it. But yeah, it's always fun to walk through and get everybody up to date and ready for what they're going to see. So why don't we kick it off with Monday? So first of all, it's in June. I know it's in June, sometime in June. Somebody tell me, I think it's the 9th through the 13th, right?
Yes. So it starts on Monday, June 9th and goes through Friday, noon on Friday, June 13th. Ooh, Friday the 13th.
Oi.
Or even rain. Oh, boy. And in
sorry.
Vegas.
Ooh. Sorry for anybody presenting on that day.
Don't. Right.
Anyway. Okay. And this is in Vegas. So, and we're at the Venetian. Is that right?
Yes, we are at the Venetian this year. So that should be a neat venue. That's
yes.
The word for this conference. So,
yeah. I don't think we've been in the Venetian for a while. So,
yeah.
It's definitely a change of venue, a little bit of a change up from Dallas. So, sweet.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so we got Monday the 9th. You know, maybe many people are arriving that day, but what is on the docket? What can people expect that day?
So, starting Monday afternoon is the executive forum. So each of these conferences, Quest has the executive forum, which is basically a half day before the conference really starts, a little program that's designed for your directors and above. So your directors, your VPs, your C-suite, to just talk about the various challenges and opportunities that they may have. So there'll be a keynote person that will talk. They'll have collaborative breakout sessions. They'll have a panel discussion. And they're really going to highlight kind of the critical challenges of driving technical innovation while preparing teams to thrive in environments of rapid change. We all know change is coming at us faster than ever and will continue to. So hopefully they'll get some good strategies for evaluating innovations, fostering some team agility, building a culture of continuous improvement. I know we all shoot for that, but sometimes it just gets pushed aside because we have too many competing priorities. And also empowering our people to succeed.
Okay.
A great opportunity for those individuals to be able to connect with peers and learn from some experts.
Right. I mean, we look at these two conferences that we do every year, the one being Blueprint 4D and the other one being In Focus. And Blueprint is the one where we tend to focus on more strategic sessions, more strategic topics, thought leadership, if you will. And the executive forum at Blueprint is a great opportunity for decision makers to kind of get together, collaborate, talk about common challenges, like you said. And in this revolution, AI revolution that we're going through, I think everybody is challenged to keep up with the pace of change. And it is difficult. It's very difficult to figure out what your strategies are. How do you keep up? We always talk about people being agile and being able to adapt to change, but it seems like every year that just gets harder and harder and harder. So this year in particular, with everything that's gone on the AI front, I have a feeling that the discussions will be very, very interesting. So look forward to that. So if you are an executive and a decision maker at your company, by all means, look into the executive forum, plan on attending that. Early registration then is following. Well, it kind of overlaps, right? So the executive forum is like 1 to 6 on Monday, and then we have early registration for folks 3 to 7 Monday night, right?
Correct. Yes, there is early registration from 3 to 7, and we will be there actually from 6 to 7. Didn't I put that on your calendar yet? Did I not assign that task to you? I probably should, huh? I should get on that. We will be there, I believe, also be at the, there is a little reception for after the executive forum as well that I believe you'll be attending, and I'll be there as well. And then we'll migrate over to early registration and make our presence over there so we can talk with listeners, hopefully, and get some ideas and feedback from them there. So hopefully we'll see you over at early registration.
All right. That sounds good. I will definitely verify that that is on my calendar. You know, we always have the partner briefing and, you know, a few prep meetings as we get ready for our keynote the next day. So, yeah, Monday's busy. All right. On to Tuesday, which, you know, that's really, I guess, the kickoff for Blueprint, right? That's everybody get in Monday. The executives have their forum, but then everybody hits the ground running Tuesday morning, 8:30 a.m. with somebody that we just had on the podcast.
Yes, episodes 56 and 57. We had Chris Leiping on. He will be delivering a keynote titled Unbreakable, Building Your Personal Future-Ready Operating System.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, we obviously were very fortunate to have him on and talk a little bit about his new book, Unbreakable, that's coming out soon, and also talk with him about his previous book, of course, People Before Things, and get a little bit of a preview of what he plans on talking about in his keynote at Blueprint. So, you know, Chris, as we mentioned before, he's a best-selling author. He's a four-time CIO. He's got a lot of experience and a lot of good stories to draw from and great advice. And I'm sure that this keynote, with his energy and his attitude and his storytelling capability, I mean, it's really going to be entertaining, but you're also going to learn quite a bit from his unique perspective. Would you agree?
I would definitely agree. I know our conversations with him, I've learned so much from him and from reading his book. I did read The People Before Things, and I know I shared it with you to read. Mm-hmm. I thought it would be good for us to, you know, have some discussions around some of the topics in the books. And of course, we had great discussions, and we had great discussions with Chris. So I think he brings a great perspective with the experiences that he's had at those companies. I'm really excited for his keynote, and he's just so engaging and so personable and right. So much fun and so much energy.
A perfect way to kick off the conference, right?
Right? Exactly. Exactly.
Be sure. I mean, yes, you can have your coffee Tuesday morning. You may not need it with Chris presenting, but you will not be let down. It's a great way to supercharge the day. So he kicks us off at 8:30. And then, of course, we're going to keep that energy high and maybe even elevate it even further with Gary and I at 9:45 with our J.D. Edwards keynote. We've titled this A Platform for Innovation and Intelligence. We're going to talk a little bit about what our vision has been over the years and, you know, the rate of innovation and the rate of change really accelerating these days. What does that really mean for the future? What's the future of ERP actually look like? We plan on having a little bit of a conversation around that, but also bring it back to, all right, that's great that you guys are looking to the future and that's wonderful and fun to pontificate. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of uncertainty out there right now. So what are customers dealing with today? And let's talk in current today terms about, you know, practical approaches to, you know, how you leverage J.D. Edwards and deal with your day-to-day and improve things day-to-day. So we're going to kind of cover the full spectrum there. We may even go back in time a little bit. Who knows? We are who we are because of where we kind of came from. And we all know that we have a love for this community. We have an amazing culture and, you know, don't be surprised if we have a little acknowledgement of that. Well, so we'll have a little bit of past, we'll have a little bit of future, and then we'll talk a lot about what we're doing today. So hopefully people enjoy that.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to that message. Well, following that, we'll have SIG meetings. There's a lot of SIG meetings scheduled for around 11 o'clock on Tuesday. So we've got the tech SIG meeting, the financial SIG meeting, the BA SIG meeting, the HCM meeting, and the MDUG meeting. So they wanted to be different, I guess. They didn't want to be a SIG.
All right.
So that's distribution user group.
User group. All right. Well, you know, those manufacturing folks, us manufacturing folks are a little...
You always want to be special.
Yep. Well,
that's why you have DMAAIs. You couldn't be like everybody else.
This is true. I'm not going to deny it. But yeah. So you got all the SIGs, almost all the SIGs. I think there's some sprinkled throughout the week still. I mean, that doesn't cover every single one, but, you know, covering those up front gives everybody a chance to kind of level set for the week and kick off with, here's what's been delivered. Here's maybe some enhancements to review, get everybody primed and ready to start hitting the roadmap sessions and education sessions that follow. So after those SIG meetings in the morning, we probably got a lunch break, and then you've got the primary roadmap sections from Oracle. So you've got John and myself, although I'm trying to get him to use the team and not me, but that's okay. Anyway, John and me will be at 1:30, we'll go over release 25 and beyond. So maybe a little bit of something about what came out in the fall, what we've delivered in the spring, and of course, what we're planning to be delivering later this year. So we'll give you that update. And then, you know, if you're on the system administration side of the house, then you're going to want to go see Clayton Seeley and his roadmap session at 2:45. And if you're on the digital platform side of the house, and using things like logic extensions and orchestrator and process modeler and those sorts of things, then you'll want to come see AJ, Aaron, and Hyann at 2:45 right alongside Clayton. So Again, it's so hard to schedule these things. I mean, I guess we could have mentioned it with the SIGs. We understand. I think everybody understands. Look, you've got business analysts that are interested in finance, like yourself and part of the financial SIG. And maybe you want to attend both. Unfortunately, schedules being what they are, we have to try to consolidate and box things in ways that make sense to most effectively utilize the time, I guess, is what I would say. So I apologize for those folks that want to both see Clayton and AJ, Aaron and Hyann that are interested in both those things. Unfortunately, this is just the way schedules work out because it is a jam-packed week. I know we probably have well over 300 sessions on JD Edwards alone. So, hey, guess what? It's hard to cram all of that in. We do the best we can. One of the reasons we do this promo is so that you can basically start to plan ahead of time.
Right. Absolutely. Hopefully you can try to get in as much as you can. If not, hopefully some of these sessions are recorded and will be available on the Quest site, especially the ones that are Oracle driven, to record those and they could be available later. So, and it is hard logistically to lay this all out. Oh my gosh, if you tried to space it all out, it would be like a month-long conference. That would be the longest conference ever.
And yeah. Nobody wants to be in Vegas that long. Okay, so no. 4 o'clock, we've got the EAM/CAM SIG at 4. And then it looks like we start with some education sessions already on Tuesdays. All right.
Yeah, they got to sneak in a couple right at the near the end of the day. So at 4 o'clock, we have a couple that we wanted to highlight. One is AI and cybersecurity at, again, 4 p.m. with Mo Noor from Hoffman Corporation. So I think you'll be discussing how AI is really poised to become a powerful tool for cybersecurity.
Yeah, I mean, some people may be looking at that and thinking, okay, AI and the number one concern is data governance and security. But in this case, what Mo is doing is saying, no, here's how AI can actually improve your cybersecurity. So, right. And then at that same time, we've got simplifying and saving time, orchestrations to improve efficiency. And this is with Chandler Castleberry, who works at McLean Fogg Company. And Chandler takes you through a series of orchestrations to eliminate repetitive tasks, reduce human error, increase time savings. So again, Orchestrator has grown in popularity throughout the years, and people are
still growing.
It's still growing. Absolutely. And people are finding new and better ways to leverage it to just become better at their job day to day. So come see Chandler's session also at 4 if you want some real world practical examples of using Orchestrator.
Absolutely. I'm excited. That one sounds like a really good session. I feel like so many of us are looking for ways to improve efficiency, continuously improve, as we brought up earlier. Mm-hmm. So I think that'll be great. 6 p.m. Tuesday, we have the JD Edwards E1 Tech SIG Roundtable, where they're going to talk about integrating JD Edwards. So orchestrations, UDOs, and development. So that should be a very informational session, our roundtable discussion as well.
Well, I mean, that's a good way to end day one, right? First you have, Chris kicks it off, then we get the JD Edwards keynote, then we go through all the roadmaps, a couple good customer sessions, and then bam, let's hit the round table because everybody's probably got some ideas floating around their head at that point in time. So let's sit around and brainstorm. One quick note, if you're part of the executive forum on Monday, if you plan on attending that, there is a JD Edwards specific executive forum session planned for 4 p.m. on Tuesday as well. And that's where Gary and I, and possibly John and Ward, will be hosting a Q&A. We want it to be a very interactive session discussing how do we reimagine the future of JD Edwards. So much of the technologies that we're getting right now are allowing people to really think outside the box and maybe do stuff that they didn't believe they could do before, but we want to bring it back to, hey, how do we apply these things to what we do today? How do we reimagine what we're doing in JD Edwards today to do it better? And what does that mean for not only our customers, but what do we as the product development team need to do within the product to accommodate that and facilitate that? So it should be a good Q&A session.
Yes, absolutely. And of course, It wouldn't be a complete day at the conference without having a welcome reception and the exhibitor showcase being opened for the first time. So that happens from 5:45 p.m. to 7:45 p.m. on Tuesday. So with that, guess what?
What?
We will be at the podcast booth. So
we have a podcast booth?
We do. We're going to have a podcast booth. So people should come see us at our podcast booth. Don't you know?
Don't you know?
Got to throw in at least one Midwesternism when it comes to the podcast, right?
At least. And people will get that reference once they show up as well. So I guess people are going to have to compete between, hey, come to the welcome reception and the exhibitor showcase and hang with us versus going to the TechSig roundtable to hang with like Clayton and the techie techs. But anyway, I mean, pick your poison. It's all right. We will not judge. This is a no judgment zone. I won't take it personal when you guys hang out with Clayton rather than us. So.
Yep, exactly. I know. It's a tough call. I totally get it. It's tough. Well, that brings us to Wednesday. So Wednesday morning, Gary's got a keynote, I hear.
Yep, yep. At 9 a.m., Gary's going to kick things off Wednesday with a keynote about Oracle Cloud ERP. And looking at finance strategy and basically the roadmap around cloud ERP. So come see him, check it out. If you're interested in starting your cloud journey or you already have started your cloud journey, maybe you're already running Oracle Cloud ERP and want to see what's coming, here's your opportunity. And Gary will take you through, you know, not only what the advanced capabilities are that are currently being built out, but also where AI is being leveraged to, of course, automate manual processes and where they're actually embedding AI to give customers a competitive advantage. So come check that out.
Awesome. Well, after that, I think we're going to highlight another high-end session.
Yes.
Yes.
So
I'll leave that one to you. You probably know more about it than I do.
You know, this is always probably the most popular session that we have at our conferences is the product updates from JD Edwards Engineering, specifically the one around digital platform, right? Because that's where all the magic happens with low code, no code, orchestrations, notifications, logic extensions, personalizations, you name it. So Hyann and Srihari will be tag teaming that session. So by all means, come and see what they have to say.
Absolutely. Well, following that, one thing to note, the exhibitor showcase opens at 11 on Wednesday and is open until 3 p.m. So people can stop by, visit with the exhibitors, find out what maybe some tools you might want to help supplement your JD Edwards.
Mm-hmm. And then I think we actually take a break. So the exhibitor showcase is not only open from 11 to 3, but it shuts down for a little bit and then reopens again at 4:45 to 6:15. And I think that's to allow people a little bit of break time, but also to go see some additional sessions. But while that's going on, Prashanth from our product management team, who's in charge of many, many things, platforms being one of them, but also AI. So he's got a session on enabling JD Edwards to access OCI AI services with Orchestrator. So we're following an enablement strategy. And, you know, several releases ago, we released an authentication capability specifically for OCI so that it kind of opens up Pandora's box, if you will, opens us up to being able to leverage the entire library. And he'll show you what that means when it comes to AI. So if you're interested in using AI along with JD Edwards, go see Prashanth's session at 11:15 on Wednesday.
Excellent. Also at 11:15, there's another TechSig roundtable for maintaining and upgrading JD Edwards. So security and CNC, this is your spot, your time to come, I'm sure, have discussions on what are good upgrade strategies. What are the gotchas? What are the things to be aware of? So if you're able to attend, I'm sure there'll be some really, really good discussions during that.
Agreed.
So. Following that, from 12 to 2 p.m. is the Women in Technology Luncheon. So just a side note for that one, pre-registration is required. They usually have a really good speaker. I have not seen who the speaker is yet this year. So that event has never disappointed. And it is not not only for women. All of those men out there that are supporting women in technology, come attend. I encourage you.
Awesome. All right. Shortly after that, then, well, right after that, actually, at 2 o'clock is Brian Hengen from the OCI Solution Engineering team here at Oracle. And he's got a session on digital transformation strategies with AI, ML, and Gen AI for JD Edwards, as well as PeopleSoft. So again, we're talking about this enablement strategy. How do you get access to AI with JD Edwards? Brian's from the OCI Solution team can show you what they're doing and show you some strategies that you can use to leverage AI, ML, as well as Gen AI with JD.
Oh, very cool. At 3 p.m. on Wednesday, we have the E1 MDUG, Manufacturing and Distribution User Group, has an Ask Us Anything roundtable. So definitely something to attend for all of our manufacturing and distribution users.
Yes, but just before that, also at 2 o'clock, is the Udo SIG at 2 p.m. on Wednesday. So again, some of these SIGs have been sprinkled throughout the week based on availability of the resources who help run them. So if you are interested in the Udo SIG or are currently participating, or you want to see what's currently on their enhancement list, go ahead and stop by the Udo SIG at 2 p.m. Wednesday. Also at 3, right alongside the E1 MDUG Ask AMA, is Dave Jeffrion, also a OCI architect, but specifically for JD Edwards. And he's running a technical deep dive about enabling natural language query for JD Edwards. So I know, Chandra, you and I have talked a lot about where natural language querying could really benefit business analysts in facilitating their ability to SQL query the database and develop those queries that they have to do that, let's just admit it, I mean, that's just part of the day of the life. You know, we build so many applications with EM1 and we've got the data browser or universal table browser, but at the end of the day, we can't cover everything and you still end up SQLing. And the natural language query capability that Oracle provides could really help you out in that space.
Also at 3 p.m., another AJ and high-end session talking about the enterprise process modeler. So more of a functional deep dive. I know this one was covered, I guess it would have been at In Focus, where you really highlighted some of the enterprise process modeler. And now that it's been out and about a little bit longer, hopefully you'll get into a little more detail on it and maybe share any enhancements you've made to the enterprise process modeler.
Absolutely. I mean, it's the foundation of our enterprise automation initiative, and we continue to improve upon it as we've gotten feedback from customers, but also as we've anticipated, you know, we've got a roadmap for this, and we've got kind of a maturity model that we're, you know, how we're going to scale it, how we're going to build it out over time. And so we're going to continue to add to this and refine it as it gets used and we get that feedback. So
yeah.
Let's see here. Driving business transformation during mergers and acquisitions and divestitures by leveraging JD Edwards E1 enhancements. Okay, this is maybe the longest title that we've had. So driving business transformation during mergers and acquisitions and divestitures by leveraging latest JD Edwards E1 enhancements in low code, no code. Okay, so this is Mitesh Shah from Edward Life Sciences. And I guess I could restate that, but I mean, this is a session that he has at 3 that takes you through, you know, if your company is frequently going through any sort of mergers, acquisitions, divestitures, and you're having to manage your JD Edwards instance through these multiple entities, he's got a great session outlined for how you can actually use the low-code, no-code capabilities of the digital platform to help you navigate that. I think these are some of the most difficult scenarios that customers run into. Is that fair?
Yes, I would totally agree. Mergers, acquisitions, and divestitures. Now, I haven't done a lot in the divestiture front, but I have done plenty as it relates to the acquisitions and a little bit of mergers as well. It's not easy, I'll tell you that. So I would be very interested in attending to see what they can do with low code, no code. And I know divestitures can be very complicated, especially if you're only divesting a small portion of your business. And it might even have, okay, we're only disposing this part, but not that part. So It could be very tricky. So I'm very interested in this session.
Awesome.
4 p.m. that same Wednesday, we have the OGL SIG. Again, The SIGs are spread out a little bit for resource issues or resource constraints, maybe. So the OGL SIG is meeting at 4 p.m. on Wednesday.
So OGL, just for everybody's reference, is Oracle Guided Learning.
Yes. Good to highlight. At 4 p.m. on Wednesday, we also have a session titled Power Your JDE, a proven Microsoft Teams. Many, many organizations use Teams. So this is a session by Mike Smitten at Federated Co-op, where he's going to talk about what they've done to integrate JDE with MS Teams.
Leveraging all the tools. And then, of course, the Exhibitor Showcase that, as I already mentioned, reopens at 4:45, goes to 6:15. And once again, I think we will be at our podcast booth. So if by Wednesday you have not come and seen us, please swing by Wednesday evening and say hi. And don't be surprised if we press the record button and start asking you some questions.
Well, don't scare people off, Paul.
Oh, come on. All right.
But it would be really fun to have people just, you know, if they stop by and we could just ask them a question, you know, what's the highlight? Maybe not a technical, we're trying to stump you question. We just want to hear feedback. So maybe it would be fun to have an episode just full of various customers talking about what they've learned at the conference or what they've learned from the podcast even, or topics they want to hear about. Love to hear that.
100%. All right. Well, take us into Thursday.
All right. Well, Thursday, we start off. The Exhibitor Showcase opens at 9 and runs until 2 p.m. on Thursday. And it does close at, I think it was 2:15. So the Exhibitor Showcase will be done, I believe, as of that time on Thursday. I don't think it opens in the evening. I know. No podcast booth for us on Thursday. What will we do?
What will we do? I know what we'll do, but we'll talk about it later. All right. So 9 a.m., right when the Exhibitor Showcase opens, we also start our education sessions, our breakout sessions for the day. So right at 9 a.m., you've got Aaron Johnson from the Web Runtime Product Development Team at Oracle going to show you Enterprise One widgets, which if you haven't seen that yet, being able to put watch lists and those sorts of things in the context of your process flows is a very, very powerful tool. It may not seem like much, but also being able to put a visualization to a watch list and to a query on a page is also very, very powerful. And there's more to it than that. So I don't want to steal all of Aaron's thunder, but by all means, swing by CE1 widgets because that's a new capability just coming out.
Very cool.
And then also at 9, we've got Chandru, Angelin, and Shruti. So they're going to be showing you the integration with EPM. So one of our most popular SaaS applications that our customer base runs with JD Edwards is the Enterprise Performance Management solution from Fusion. And we have integration or the foundation for that built and an adapter built, and you can be using it for many, many things, including your ESG or sustainability reporting. And so this team will walk you through that integration and also show you how to leverage it for its reporting capabilities in ESG.
Very cool. Session at 9 a.m. with Shannon Allred, who was a guest on the podcast in episodes 27 and 28. Her session titled, If You Build It, They Will Come. Or Will They? So this one is going to talk a little bit how to formulate and implement an effective adoption strategy for JD Edwards within your organization. So I know we, a lot of times, struggle with that, getting our organization to jump on and be with us in this adoption.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a struggle just to get the organization to agree to update. I mean, that's what I hear a lot. It's like, how do I even keep remotely close to up to date, let alone plan in, you know, an adoption cycle for anything new, which, you know, it's a challenge we all face. And Shannon's got some unique ideas about that. And then next up, I think also, geez, 9 a.m. Thursday is jam-packed. Now we got Udo's, the endless possibilities to improve the user experience. And this is with Joe Hebner from Tredegar Corporation. So Joe's longtime J.D. Edwards person, known him for many, many years. And, you know, he's fantastic and brilliant. And he's going to walk you through, you know, how you can use a combination of Udo's, spanning from simple queries, Cafe Ones, E1 searches, to more complex UDOs like logic extensions and orchestrations to improve overall user experience and efficiency and all that. So again, if you want practical application of using your digital platform tool set to improve the day in the life, come see Joe on Thursday morning, 9 a.m.
Absolutely. I think it's great that he's also including some of the more basic ones like simple queries, Cafe Ones, E1 search. I think a lot of those aren't even fully utilized by a lot of businesses, at least utilized to the extent they could. So I'm excited to see that we're covering this. At 11:15 with Lisa Tran, we're going to have a basic Groovy example for orchestration session. So for those that are wanting to leverage the orchestrator, maybe to improve some of those long, intuitive J.D. Edwards error messages. This session is for you.
The sarcasm in your voice. Jeez.
You can hear that?
Huh. Maybe.
I guess my microphone doesn't block everything. Darn.
So yes, come listen to Lisa. I mean, she's worked with Orchestrator for many, many years and done some great things. And
yes,
this is a great way to utilize this tool to, again, get, I'll admit it. I mean, air handling has always been a challenge within J.D. Edwards. We've done many initiatives to improve it, but she's got some good ideas about how you can use Orchestrator to, again, better understand what J.D. Edwards is trying to tell you, which is awesome. And then MDUG, once again, geez, one, two, now a third session, I believe. We got MDUG is having, that's the Manufacturing Distribution User Group, is having an enhancement meeting at 2:00. On Thursday. So if you're interested in enhancements in this area, or you want to come put your vote in or whatever, or voice your desire for stuff that's on the list, or to get other things on the list that isn't there, by all means, show up 2:00 Thursday.
Absolutely. Also at 2:00, AI-powered secure intelligence, transforming JDE with private LLMs. Vevin Kumar from Martin Marietta is doing this session. So learning how to leverage private large language models, LLMs, to implement advanced AI capabilities like advanced document understanding and how to do that safely.
Mm-hmm. Maybe those of you that attended a Focus will recognize Vevin. He was actually a part of John and I's keynote. He came up and talked a little bit about what they were doing with AI. And here's a session to look at how they're using LLMs. That's awesome. All right, getting the most out of your Oracle support investment. So come see Boon Long at 3 p.m. on Thursday as well to talk about how do you interact with Oracle support and what's the best approach to getting to the outcome that you desire. This is a pretty consistent session that we provide. It's always good to remind folks the benefits of MOS and logging SRs and how to interact with the support team to get the results that you hope for.
I'm glad that you do this one. I don't want to say repetitively, but that you bring this session on at multiple conferences because there are new people that are coming into the environment all the time. And you definitely learn something attending this session because what you think is really important may not be what support really needs to hear. So I think this is great. I'm glad to see this one on here again. So
very cool.
Also at 3 p.m., we have a session titled How Hawkins Inc. Leveraged Orchestrations for Automation and Efficiency. This session by Brandon Proctor, you can learn some of their specific use cases for how they were able to solve some business problems using orchestrations. So always good when people bring those real world examples to life at a session at the conference.
All right. And then, as if that wasn't enough. Now, you must have missed us at the exhibitor showcase, 9 a.m. to 2:15. We couldn't make it. And if you missed us or didn't miss us, maybe you came by and said something. But if you haven't seen us, by 4 p.m. on Thursday, you have to come to the JDE Connection Podcast Live, where we're going to talk about what are we going to talk about?
I don't know. What are we talking about?
We should probably figure that out.
We should probably figure that out, don't you think?
Yeah, it might be a good idea. I know we've got giveaways because I've seen one of these or two, and they are super fly fantastic. Everybody's going to want one. But we actually do, I think, know what we're going to be talking about that day. It's going to be a little bit of fun. So okay. If you're interested in games and you like to play games and you're interested in understanding JD Edwards and, you know, maybe testing your own knowledge a little bit of JD Edwards in a game format. No, we're not doing trivia, but we've got a way to make this fun, interactive. Please come by, see us. Like I said, there's going to be giveaways. So again, not that we have to bribe people to come to our session, but we're going to resort to bribing people to come to our session. So
right. Well, at the same time as our session, there's an enterprise automation roundtable. So I know we might have some competition, but maybe we'll just run in there if we need to. Just kidding. Yeah. Grab some
people. We'll send Andy again to go around everybody yet to come to the podcast session like you did last time. All right.
Yep, exactly.
All right. Well, at 5 o'clock, you got managing JDE during a cyber attack. So that's by Mark Laxdal at Federated Co-op. So if you want lessons learned from how to respond when maybe, you know, JDE wasn't the cause or necessarily the access point, but perhaps the victim in a cyber attack, still hit this session and learn how they responded and how they managed the situation.
Awesome. Well, that takes us to Friday. So let's talk about Friday, the last day of the conference. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. Starting at 9 a.m., I think we have some sustainability to talk about.
Yeah, so we started shipping the first components of sustainability and support for ESG with release 25, and we've got a long roadmap ahead of us as we build upon that. And so Shruti and Xavier at 9 a.m. on Friday will give you an update on where we're at on our roadmap and what's been delivered and what's coming. And then, of course, Donnie Ninen, who runs the localizations development team for JD Edwards, will give an update on Brazil tax reform as well. So if you're interested in the tax reform policies that are coming out, you know, we recently delivered the first round of requirements for that in April, and we will continue to iterate on that as Brazil continues to refine their own tax reform, because it's a little bit of a moving target. That's just the way things work. And
isn't that all tax?
Well, that's
a little bit of a moving target.
Yeah, it's never static. So anyway, we delivered our first round in April. We're continuing to monitor and respond to ongoing changes, and Donnie will give you an update on what we're doing there. Next, you got e-invoicing. Also, I guess actually this one's at 9 a.m., so I guess we're going slightly backwards here. But so Shruti and Xavier at 9, Donnie at 10, but let's go back to 9 and let's talk about Veolia Water Solutions and Matthew Gunnery, who's going to present on e-invoicing. So e-invoicing is one of those challenging solutions that we have where, depending on what country you are, the regulation is adopted slightly differently. So there's no way out of box that we could provide a universal solution. And Veolia Water has a pretty good strategy for how they go about tailoring it for each country. So if you're interested in e-invoicing and how they handle it, by all means, stop by.
Sounds like a great session and a really complicated topic, that's for sure. At 11 on Friday, we have another former podcast guest, Matthias Freitag. He was on just most recent episodes, 58 and 59 as a guest, where we talked about security. But his session titled Get Current or Die Tryin' is going to talk about his company's Code Current journey. So it's definitely a challenge to stay code current. And I feel like he is one of the few customers that tries to stay code current every year, which is impressive, and hats off to him. Wish I could get there.
Well, I would think any customer in our ecosystem could learn from what he's doing. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to adopt verbatim what they do, but the fact that they're able to do it, there's probably some nuggets there that you can take away that you could incorporate into your process to improve things. All right. Well, I mentioned at the beginning that there's these new things called pit stops. And of course, we didn't bother to mention them the entire time. No, well, we intentionally listed them here at the end. So there will be the opportunity all throughout the week to stop by and talk to members of the product development and product management team and support team about various topics. So there's, you know, Quest has introduced this concept of pit stops, and each day, usually around 8:30 a.m. it looks like. So Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. will be the digital platform pit stop, and Aaron Johnson and Boone Long will be there. Wednesday at 8:30 a.m. will be system administration, and Prashanth from our PM organization will be there. The application pit stop will be Thursday, this time at 9 a.m., and Irvin Rones and David Greiner will both be there. And then finally, we have the J.D. Edwards support pit stop, which will be happening Friday morning at 8:30 a.m., and that'll be with Jim Callen. So again, if there's topics that you want to talk directly one-on-one with members of the product management, product development, or support team, depending on which topic is, what category it falls in, find the pit stop that it aligns with and swing by and talk to them.
Very cool. That sounds awesome. That sounds like a great thing to add this year. I love that we could just stop by. I could stop by and say hi to Jim, who was a guest on our podcast as well.
He was.
Our lifeline.
Yes.
So yeah, absolutely. Great. That'll be wonderful. I'm excited for that. Well, with that, you know, it wouldn't be an episode without a Midwesternism.
Nope, it wouldn't. So I know we're going to be in Vegas this year. So there's gambling and slot machines, and we already covered pull tabs, and we've never talked about Keno. We'll just leave that one alone. But there's also a lot of card games that get played in Vegas, correct?
Yeah, there are. And there's also a lot of card games that get played in the Midwest as well.
Yes. Yes.
Some of them are probably a little more unique to the Midwest. And so I thought we would highlight a card game called Euchre.
Yeah.
And no, contrary to how you think it might be spelled, it's actually spelled E-U-C-H-R-E.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. All right. So you're going to take us through, I assume, this drinking game from college.
That's funny. No.
No? Oh.
No. I did not actually partake in drinking games in college. No, that wasn't my thing.
All right. Well, I didn't mean to go there, but usually Euchre, you know, when I was going through college, this is a game that me and my friends would play. Yeah. Anyway, and we might have turned it into a drinking game, but, you know, be that as it may, let's introduce everybody first to what the game is.
Absolutely. So Euchre is basically a trick taking card game for four players, and basically it's two teams. So, you know, two and two is four, right? So players bid to take tricks, and the team that has the majority of the tricks actually scores the points, or the majority of tricks scores the points. And basically your goal is to get to 10 points. So you do use a standard deck of cards, but you only use the 9 through the ace of each suit plus the jokers. Those are the only ones that are used. So basically you're going to, I don't know if you probably be better off explaining this than I would, because clearly you've probably played it more than I have.
So yeah, I mean, you basically deal the cards and then you flip over the top card to decide what the trump is, if you will, right? So you flip it face up. This determines what the trump of this suit is. And for those that don't understand trump, well, trump overrides this suit. So if I play the 3 of hearts, or well, in this case, if I play the 9 of hearts and you play the jack of hearts, and you know, somebody plays the 10 of hearts, somebody plays the ace of hearts, guess what? Ace's heart is high. So therefore it takes the trick. But if I don't have any hearts, and clubs is trump, because that's the first card that we turned over, then when I run out of hearts, if I've got the 9 of clubs, I could just play the 9 of clubs, and that will take the trick ahead of any heart. So that takes the next level. And then you've got the left bower, right bower, and other forms of trump, if you will. So that's where the jokers come in. And so there's a hierarchy of cards and what actually exceeds what. And so you go around basically, after you flip that card, you decide if they're going to actually accept that as Trump or if people are going to pass. And then you also have to go through a bidding round. So depending on how many tricks you think you can get based on that suit being Trump, you have to declare, and then you start to play. And the person left of the dealer plays first. And basically, your goal is to take as many tricks as you can. And there is this idea. So you're working as a team. So you may want to, if you notice that your teammate is out of a suit and you're not, then you may want to lead that suit so that your teammate can actually trump, right?
Yep.
Likewise, if you notice the other team is out of a suit and you're not, you may not want to lead that and feed them. There's also this idea that if you have such a really powerful hand that you don't want your partner to even play, you can say, look, I'm going to go it alone, in which case you have to take all five tricks. Now, depending on what your bid was, if you're going to go, you know, are you going to take three, four, five? If you fail to get that, then you get euchred. And then you award points based on whether or not you achieved your bid or not, right? So that's the easiest way to think about it. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of strategy that goes with it. I think if you read the rules of the game out there, it says that if you can't follow suit, then you can either play a trump card or you can discard. And it says, you know, that's not recommended, which I found funny because that's actually one of the strategies that you have is that if you find that you only have one in a non-Trump suit, then when you don't have another suit, you may very well play that non-Trump suit in order to slough off, is what they call it, sloughing off, so that you are out of more than that suit and therefore you can do nothing but Trump after that, right? So there's a strategy to getting rid of a suit so that you can actually Trump within that suit.
Very cool. Yeah. Like I said, I played it a few times back in the day. It's probably been 15 years since I've played that game. So,
oh, wow.
Maybe sometime we'll have to sit down and play it.
Yes.
Maybe at our booth, we could sit down and play.
Hey, that's a great idea.
We brought our cribbage board 1 year. Let's play euchre this year. How's that?
We can play euchre. Yeah. Oh, there's so many other games too that are offshoots. I mean, I remember growing up, we used to play something called Merry Widow Whist, which was another, you know, four-handed or a three-handed trick game, but it was clubs that were Trump. And anyway, so a lot of different games out there that we could play and that we could go through. So
absolutely. All right. For questions, feedback, or ideas for future episodes, contact us at thejdeconnection@questoraclecommunity.org. Until next time, let's keep learning, sharing, and most importantly, laughing together. Toodles.
See ya. Thank you for tuning in for today's episode of the JDE Connection, a Quest On Air podcast production. Show notes and links can be found at questoraclecommunity.org/JDE Connection.
To learn more about what's happening in the Quest JD Edwards community, visit our website at questoraclecommunity.org/JD Edwards.